This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello, it's Alan here, and welcome along to the podcast intro. As you can hear, we are not in the studio right now because I forgot to record it. And also, Carly's not here either because she's in a meeting right now. So I'm just going to handle it myself. How hard can it be? Let me, as I speak right now, getting up the Alpha Bucks for... Oh, God, I'm in the wrong year. Yeah, I've totally messed it up. How are we all? Are we good? Are we living our best lives? Podcast intro-wise? Okay, here we go. So, Alpha Bucks, tomorrow, I'm going to give you a letter. Is V for Victor for tomorrow? Scrolling through, it looks fairly gettable, to be honest. There's not too many hard ones if I'm here, if I'm being honest. Okay. This is not, you know what? The hardest one, it's only because it's a little bit of a thinker. Starting with V, name a song. Go, Shelby. Starting with V, name a song.
Vigilante shit?
Okay, all right, I don't know that one. I got Vampire from Olivia Rodrigo, a song about Taylor Swift. maybe. Or Viva La Vida from Coldplay. There you go. Enjoy the podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed my lackluster intro that I did in the office. Anyone from the office want to say anything, Sarah?
Bye.
There you go. That's how you do it. Enjoy the podcast.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And Australian Idol last night on Channel 7 was incredible for WA's own Broom's own Amy Rees performance.
I used to float, now I just fall down. I used to know, I don't know how to feel, but someday.
All the judges tearing up, and Amy Reeves joins us now. Hello.
Hi. Oh, that is so whack to hear that over the phone.
It's actually our hold music at the moment. Now, congratulations on making it to the top eight. Of course, elimination again coming up, so we need people to vote. Text Amy to 0457 500 700. But congratulations on your efforts so far.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been absolutely insane.
Recently, we were up in Broome and everyone is talking about you, Amy. They're holding parties at Spinifex to view Australian Idol. It must feel surreal having literally a whole town behind you, because I can imagine not many other contestants probably do.
I'm so grateful to them, hey. From the get-go, they've just been the absolute best. They're just amazing. Broome community is insane. I think they'd back me no matter what, even if I wasn't very good.
Well, luckily you are good.
I was looking at the Broome notice board, and obviously there's a lot of chat that normally happens in that one, and congratulations to you on making the cover picture for it. They've got Let's Support Amy Rees, Australian Idol's top eight. How good is that, bud? How good is it?
It's so cute. All my family like screenshotted it and were like, look, you're the little face of the notice board now. And I was like, I've made it.
The prize money's like $100,000. Is that going to cover all the costs of all your family texting Amy?
They're actually unhinged, hey. Like, they schedule in their work breaks.
I love it.
They're very dedicated to the cause. I'm so grateful.
Now, Amy, how are you feeling heading in to the pointy end of the competition? You should feel a lot of confidence because obviously you've got the whole of WA behind you, not just Broome, but also Kyle Sanderlands pretty early tipped you as one of the favourites.
It's a lot. I'm still processing everything, but it's like you never know what could happen in this competition. You know, the nature of it is so much grey area. And it's like, oh, am I safe? I don't really know. Like, obviously, I feel so confident that my community is behind me, but it's like everyone's community is behind them. So it's hard to know. I think I'll definitely be, I don't know, edge of my seat at the moment.
Now, obviously, Broome has gotten behind you so far. They've been hosting the parties at Spinifex. But do you know if there is a winner's party in the works? Surely there has got to be something big being planned behind the scenes.
Oh, my goodness. I think we're all too, like, waiting with bated breath. I wouldn't be surprised though. The community would plan it, especially like my Broome Filipino community there. They would be making drafting up plans already because that's just who they are.
All right. Well, how do we get an invite to this party more importantly?
Yeah, that's what Carly was angling towards, and I'm for it as well. Yeah.
Oh, well, you guys are already invited.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
Yep, that's what we love to hear. Well, if people want to go, the way to do it is to vote for Amy. You can do that by texting Amy 0457 500 700. Quick question before I let you go. Which career would you rather? You don't win Australian Idol and come second like Shannon Knoll, become a cult Aussie favourite, or you win it like this guy called Guy Sebastian, I forget his name. Which career do you rather?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I think Guy. I think Guy.
Wrong answer.
you know what? I'd be happy. I retract. I'd be happy with both, with either.
Either way, you know whatever happens, Amy, you're a superstar going forward. People are going to remember your name.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
No, an absolute pleasure. Good luck tonight. Amy Reeves from Broome on Australian Idol in the top eight. Thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys. You take care.
And make sure everyone's watching Australian Idol 7:30 tonight on Channel 7.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
On 131060, I'm opening it up officially, as opposed to just saying it and then getting some unofficial advice. But I want to hear some advice you have for the upcoming baby that's on the way for me.
Yeah, and I think this is fabulous because, you know, you live and learn, I guess. I mean, I'm not really any help, Alan. I wish I could help you.
No, but I have written down water in the water bowl because...
I think that more pertains to Winston. And
yeah,
that...
but you know what? Babies need water and it might drink out of a bowl. I don't know how this works.
This is kind of nice when people look out for people like this. If they've learned something the hard way from having kids,
yeah,
and then they pass that on because, you know, as much as you can read the books and listen to the podcast, some things people just learn the hard way.
Some things are so, like, to everyone else, almost like a nothing thing that they don't think it's worth sharing. And then all of a sudden you're in that predicament and you go, wait, what? I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's funny, like, I wish I could remember some of the instances, but I remember hearing a lot from my girlfriends that were first-time parents going, why did no one warn me or tell me about this? I just can't remember anything that they were talking about.
Oh, that's not daunting at all. Thanks. well, let's open it up. Joe from Busselton. Cheers, Joe.
Hello, Alan. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. What's the advice you got for me?
I've got two tips for you.
First Fantastic.
Thing is, don't worry about the house or anything like that. When Bub sleeps, you and your beloved sleep as well. Because absolutely, just rest, sleep, because you're going to need to keep that sleep and non-deprivation up. So very, very important, sleep when babies sleep.
Wait, so when do I clean the house? Because it can get messy, you know?
Dust the house. Don't worry about it.
Oh, don't I don't worry. Know about that, Joe.
Won't worry about it later, you know, like this. Or one sleeps when the baby sleeps, the other one can clean.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So it's like a tag team, but you do need to sleep when Bub sleeps.
Yep. Okay. And the next bit of advice you have for me?
Second thing. Well, if you're having a little boy, make sure that when you go to change him, you have like a little flannel or something or other, because as soon as you expose air to that little bits and pieces down there, it will shoot fire. It will fire. Lethal cannon weapons, etc.
Actually, so same for me.
Totally.
Wow.
You have to keep it covered. True. Totally.
That's, no, you I just, believe you.
You get peed on.
That's so interesting. That's actually fabulous advice.
Oh. My son-in-law, I was there the first day they got home, and I said, has he like this? And at this point, he has sprayed my son-in-law all over, and I've told you so.
Wow. All right, writing that one down for sure. Okay. All right.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Joe.
That's very good
advice. That was literally some great advice. Penny from Narrogin wrapping us up. Cheers to you, Penny.
Cheers.
And what's the advice you got for me, Penny?
Do not do anything more than three times in a row. Don't do anything. So, like, if you're trying to put Buds to sleep, do not rock them in your arm the fourth time. It becomes a pattern of habits.
Okay.
And then you have to do it longer. And then so you start patting their bum, their back. The more you do it, the longer you have to do it for. So save yourself there. Do put Bubs to sleep different ways, different times.
Oh, so you just keep mixing it up. Keep them guessing.
Yeah, keep them guessing, because then it becomes routine of mums, you know, and then as soon as you stop and then, you know, they're not quite ready to sleep, then they go, well, what's going on? So if you're going to, like, sleep train, just try and put them down and let them go just, like, in that dazed bit. So then that's the habit you want them in, is in the cot, not in arms, not in... Sometimes, like, obviously they need comfort, but once when you start doing that three times in a row, and then you have to do it longer.
Wow, okay. Yeah. That's legit real advice there. I'm writing that down.
Did you discover that yourself, Penny, or did someone else give you that?
My daughter was a nightmare. I have another 20 of my first.
Oh, wow. Newborn.
My second one, no. She was a crier. Nothing you did would satisfy her. She was always in my arm. And then somebody said, like, she's 6 months old now, let her cry it out. And oh. so she would only sleep for, 10 minutes laying down. She would sleep for 2 hours in my arms. Never got anything done, never got sleep. So what I did with her was, so the first night I ignored her for 10 minutes and walked in, gave her a bottle, left the lights on, no communication, no nothing. She took a bottle, went back to sleep. The next night she slept through to the next hour and then did the same again. And then she slept for 3 hours. And then eventually we woke up twice a night by the time she was 7, 8 months old.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
So I had to train her to get out of that. And she's smiling at me right now. She's happy.
Oh, thank God.
I'll do another 20 of her as a terrible truth. Not my first. No.
I think it's too late, Alan. That really fell off at the end there. Started off strong, great advice, and then, yeah.
I mean, it's all great advice. Thank you, Penny and everyone, for the calls. God.
I think that is... That's good advice, but you're going to have to come up with a lot of different ways to get this kid to sleep.
It sounds like it. I thought babies just sleep. Don't they sleep?
I don't know. I can't help you. I'm so sorry. Good luck.
Stop laughing. Alan and Carly, the podcast. Carly, we did touch on this earlier in the show, but I want to mention it once again that I fulfilled a commitment over the weekend.
Okay.
I said I was going to be somewhere and I was there.
Yeah.
Russell's birthday.
Yep.
At your house.
I was shocked.
You put a Facebook event out there, invited me, probably sarcastically, let's be honest.
No, it was a genuine invite. I was like, you know,
let's see if this happens.
The thing is, I've put out so many genuine invites now and you haven't come that I'm like, I'm going to do it, but I know you're not going to.
Well, I did it.
Wow.
I rocked up and I risked, I'll tell you what, Jewel and I wore our, our bulletproof jackets ready to go, bulletproof vest ready to go.
I'll admit, I don't live in the safest part of town.
I said don't leave anything in view, in the car, put under the seats.
All right.
Lock the doors.
It's what we can afford at the moment, all right?
So
it's character building. Who needs a TV when you got all that going out the window?
So the main thing I want to talk about is I went to your house, lovely house. You know, you put a lot of work in there. I saw that beautiful frame TV that you mentioned on the show.
Yeah.
With the LED lights around it.
Hopefully it sticks around for a while. Don't say that too loud. I hope my neighbors aren't listening.
They'll steal it. But I got to be honest, there was one thing that caught my attention, and it's been a very contentious issue for your household, and that is Russell and his love with a pizza oven.
Yeah, because this is something that I was dead against, because as you've seen, I have a very humble house. It's a two-bedder, one bathroom. There's not much to it. The biggest part of it is the backyard, and even that is close quarters. So space is an issue, and he wanted this pizza oven, and I thought, we've got an oven in the kitchen. What do you need two ovens for? We haven't got space.
So the way you've been hyping up this pizza oven, when I walked out, I expected some brick-made, half a wall-taking, gigantic, the one basically you see at Domino's. I expected there to be three teenagers at the back.
That's just us too.
Hopping around, waiting for pizzas to shoot out of it. Brita put them in a box and off they go. So when I walk in and I see the pizza oven and how much space it's taking up and how much of an issue this has been for you and Russell, I had to laugh. This thing is tiny. I saw Russell putting pizzas. First off, I knew we were in trouble about how big it was. When I walked in and saw the pizza bases laid out, and they were the size of a croissant. They were tiny. And you're like, oh, the pizza oven, it takes up so much space. It was tiny.
It is a bit of an issue sometimes because Russell's currently, he's got to stay there because he can only fit a certain amount at a time. Yes. So you have to constantly rotate
them. There's
only
two trays. There's only two shelves for it. You hyped it up being so big. When I was trying to find your place, I was just looking out for the pizza oven. I'm like, surely I'll just see it from the street.
A cloud of smoke.
Some big plume of smoke coming out. Going, no, that's Carly's house. How has this been an issue for so long? I chatted to Russell about this. I said, hey.
This is the thing, right, Alan? I was like, shut your mouth.
I noticed that. I did notice you grabbed me at one point.
You come in hot. You're like, that's all it is.
Nearly as hot as a big pizza oven.
Here's the thing, right? Men are funny about size. And I could see, the way that Russell was like, yeah, it's not big enough. But he was also feeling very self-conscious about it, I could tell.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's it, mate. That's all you got. That's tiny. No, I can barely see it.
Yeah.
And look, I could see him going, I wanted bigger.
Oh, he said that many a time. And that's the thing.
And you then were... you're there with your big mouth
yep.
going, you know what? I'm looking at that. You could fit a mud bricker in here. You
absolutely.
Could, and I can see, I can feel the conversation. I can hear it.
It was great.
As soon as you left. And of course it happened.
Yep.
Oh, Alan reckons I could fit two in here.
Well, I'm that's like, what I was going to say. Where are we at? Because, you know, if you're hosting pizza parties like you did.
Where are we at? Almost a divorce, Alan. This is why you're never getting invited to my house again.
I'll bring my own pizza next time. Don't worry about it, mate. Jesus knows I couldn't wait for the next one. Had to leave in and get a piece. Took so long.
You come on in, dredged up all the issues and left, didn't ya?
And I'll do it again, baby. Pizza oven for life. You're in.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
We've just been talking during the news, basically number plate chat. It's been very riveting in this studio as I've been going through all the towns in WA and exactly who has what number plate, Carly. You've been enthralled?
I'm not used to this because moving from over east, we never had like town number plates. I didn't know that was a thing until I moved here, which I'm totally on board with it.
Well, I was going through, I was surprised to see like, so Geraldton, for example, I always thought Geraldton would just be a G, but that's Greenough just down the road. So Geraldton is GN and Greenough is G.
Right.
Interesting choice there. Broome, no surprise we're in Broome, obviously.
I wonder
obviously,
who's
BM.
In charge of this.
I don't know.
Because it would be a logistical nightmare.
Oh, for sure. Like, it's like the person, there's that stand-up routine that went viral of the person coming up with the states in America. You know how they're all like two-letter combinations?
Yeah.
And like trying to figure that out and like there's so many that start with A. It feels like that kind of vibe. But anyway, my reason of bringing it up is Augusta at the moment. If you want to get your hands on their famous town number plate, so that's the AU, and then there's three digits after it, they're going to have a few that go on sale, 25 of them to be exact. And that is next Thursday. They're expecting people to line up to be able to get these bad boys.
Limited edition.
Yeah, they're very rare. So they only become available when someone kind of goes, yeah, don't need that anymore, and they kind of decommission it, and they get rid of it. So then it goes back into the fold, and people can buy a new one.
I love that. I didn't realise, but Capel CP, which is my initials.
Carly Porch.
Yeah. So how do I get that?
Live in Capel. There you go. Sorted. You're welcome. Any other problems?
I don't live in Capel, but is there like a dodgy I can do?
You like, could. Like could my I dad literally bought a car someone? From Gemelling to get the GO number plate.
Really?
So you can do that. You just need to know someone in Capel.
I've already bought a car though.
Buy another one.
Just trade it in Capel.
Yeah,
do you
absolutely.
Think?
Well, I don't. I love Capel. They've got plenty
of
stuff going on.
I don't have the best number plate to swap.
What's your number plate now? Actually, we shouldn't say that on air, should we? That you get stalked? My number plate, I mean, my number plate is Fast One.
I've never seen so many personalized number plates. How people just have a whole letter.
Your number plate, Carly, is Hoona.
Hoons with a Z.
Hoons, and there's an 8 in there for some random reason.
If I paid for a number plate, it would have a Z in it just to give
absolutely.
Me a bit of street cred.
Hoons. Oh, God. Well, anyway, if you want to get your hands on these Augusta number plates, go on sale next Thursday. Only 25 of them, and they sell out immediately. So we'll be lining up for those ones. 9 a.m. if you want to get your hands on it. AU.
.com.au.
No. Just AU is at the start. There's no website on the end there.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
If you had trouble sleeping last night, a bit of advice coming your way regarding the food that you're eating right before dinner, right before bed, could be affecting it, Carly.
Yeah. So they've released a study from the Insomnia and Sleep Institute of Arizona.
Mm.
And they've basically kind of broken down what foods could be affecting your sleep. Now, obviously, we know caffeine. That goes without saying.
Yes.
So I don't have a coffee after 10 a.m.
Yeah, Jewel is the same. She can't do it. She actually doesn't have coffee at all anymore. That's not just a pregnancy thing, but that's just like an actual, she just couldn't do it. Because she would literally have like a tea or something and she'd be like, oh, I can't sleep tonight. The caffeine. I'm like, are you serious? I had 7 coffees minutes ago and I'm going to sleep.
I'm the same. I am so susceptible to it. I don't even have tiramisu.
Wow.
I know.
What a life you live. That's sad.
It's sad.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
So spicy foods can starve off quality sleep because, of course, it can lead to things like acid reflux.
Ah, yep.
And
get that.
I think it just makes your body so uncomfortable. As someone that can't really handle a lot of spice, thank you to my Caucasian background.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel like it's like my body is just processing it. It's like sleep at a time like this. We're busy.
Yeah.
We're going to deal with all this going on.
Plus you're tooting all night. You don't need that. You don't need that at all. Also, a lot of meat, they're saying, like if you have like a big steak or a beefy burger, it takes longer for your
meat sweats.
Yeah, the meat sweats. It takes longer for your body to digest. So it's harder for you to sleep because your body's so busy working to burn that off. You said this study was done out of Arizona. I was curious what like their number one food is in Arizona, what they would be dealing with.
Yeah.
The people that decided to do this study. Chimichangas.
Oh, I love saying that, chimichanga.
It's a fun word, but that is what they're trying to burn off while they sleep. So I get why the study was done. That's meat and spice.
Meat and spice. weirdly, they've put tomatoes in there as well.
Yeah.
So apparently tomatoes can throw you off at bedtime as well.
That's the acid thing as well, yep. I think, yeah.
And sugar. Sugar, again, goes without saying,
I would think.
So obviously chocolate or flavoured waters. Aww. And also chocolate, sometimes it can contain a little bit of caffeine as well.
Yeah.
So what can we eat? You know what I mean? But you know what they didn't talk about? Cheese, which I find interesting because cheese is the biggest... like one for me.
Gives you weird dreams.
Like if I have a cheese heavy dinner, I'm going to some places.
You know what? They've got a list here of foods you can eat. And by the way, all these foods you could eat as long as you've got a 3-hour window between finishing eating them and going to sleep. But here's the safe foods. You ready for this? Get excited, by the way. Because geez, your mouth's going to be drooling with just anticipation of eating these. Things like lentils.
I love lentils.
Okay. So we found the one. Wholemeal bread.
Ugh.
Brown rice. Mmm. And lean meats like chicken and fish. Nom, 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 nom. Russell's getting a good night's sleep. I'm starting to suspect out of this study that having a Prime energy drink right before I go to bed every night is starting to affect my sleep. But anyway, there's the advice. If you had a terrible night's sleep, that could be why. I had a pork roast last night. And yeah, you know what? I felt it all night long. So did Jeweler, actually. From my toots. Carly, just not contributing.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.